we were on a parade float. And you turned to me and you're like, Bailey turned me down. Want to go to prom with me? And I was like, sure.
Is it because I'm freakishly tall and I scare all the men away?
You want to know something that's also really funny? Is all three of us have gone on a date with Corey at one point in our lives.
It's true.
We have.
I was told that we weren't allowed to kiss till the second date. And Angela and I
really?
Haven't had a second date, so we haven't ever kissed.
Bummer.
So I guess there's still time.
Oh my gosh. Hello and welcome to Tie Dye and Gelato. I'm Angela.
I'm Bailey.
I'm Sienna.
I'm Corey.
Well, guys, how was your day today?
Mine was pretty good. I got to spend some time with my niece. She was very giggly and happy today. It was wonderful. I love her.
Did you go home?
Yeah, I did. I went home just for like a little bit. But yeah, my little baby niece just, she was like in the best mood today, like cooing and laughing and smiling. It was the best.
Cute.
Yeah.
Corey?
My day was pretty good. I went to work. It was a really easy day. Then I went home and talked to my roommates and then came here.
Oh, that's good.
I also just worked. I started really early in the morning, like 4, so.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then I hung out with a friend, and now I'm hanging out with more friends.
How are you, like, still on your feet? I mean, you're not on your feet right now, but.
She's like, I'm sitting, so it's fine.
Angela records all of these reclining.
I'm actually just sleeping.
A fancy chair.
Actually just sleeping.
You're just going to talk while I'm sleeping.
We all know that she's super bougie. She's the one here who eats gold. So she's just like reclining on her, what do you call that? Chaise?
What? What's a chaise?
I don't know. One of those
chaise.
Like.
Yeah, it's a chaise lounge.
That
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Is it a
Also,
it a
I
chair?
Fed you gold before too. So you're a bougie as well.
Well, who says I'm not on one of those things?
Well, I'm still so confused as to what a chaise is.
Bailey and I are the only ones who aren't on chaises.
We're on...
It's a chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge.
Lounge chair.
Not chaise. Chaise. Oops. Well, I don't know. I still don't know what that is.
I don't know. My mom always called it a chaise. You know, like the therapist chairs that you like lay down on?
No. Like the couches?
Yeah, it's like a big couch. Kind of. Okay. Bailey, how was your day?
My day was... It was fine. Your girl got, well, she didn't get stood up, but she got, her date was canceled. So I'd asked this guy on a date, and 15 minutes before I went to go pick him up, he was like, actually, I can't.
Loser.
Yeah.
Well.
He's missing out.
We rescheduled for next week, so it's okay. But it's really tough when you like buy tickets to something and you're like, well, now what do I do? So I just took my cousin instead.
And did you have a great time?
Oh, yeah. It was it was like a New Year's luau. So what they did is they had like a bunch of different dances from the Polynesian culture. So they had like Tahiti, Hawaii, Samoa, and all these different places. And it was really cool. They like changed outfits like every time. They had really cool music and like just this guy like beating on this drum the whole entire time. It was really fun. And they like even taught us some of the dances and stuff. So it was like a really good time, but... I was just kind of sad that the date didn't work out, but oh well.
Well, as sad as
is that
is.
A good segue? No, why were you going to talk about
segue.
Rip.
As sad as that is, that feeds into our topic, Bailey.
As sad as that is, it's perfect for today. Thank goodness it happened.
That's not what I'm saying. His loss, he could have gone to this fun luau and been with you. Man, I want to do that.
I would run to that.
I would pay money to do that.
Oh, well, never mind. I was
okay. Well, today we're talking about relationships. And I think we're all in very different states of somewhat singleness or dating, things like that. And so we're just going to talk about it because it's fun, but it's also kind of difficult to like... be at this age and this stage when most of our friends are married, some of them have children, some of them have multiple children, and we're just here chilling with each other recording a podcast.
Single.
Who do you know has grandchildren?
My grandma, I don't know. That's
fair. Some of our friends have grandchildren, mostly our grandparents. So I have some questions. Do we want to, like, talk about anything, or do we want to just jump into the questions?
Let's jump into the questions.
I don't know. Do y'all have any, like, fun date stories?
Oh.
I have one I can share.
Yeah, please.
So I went on this one date. This was like right after I graduated high school. So I was still living at my parents' house. And the date was like fine. It was whatever. He dropped me off at my place and he went like he like walked me to the door. Right. And like, what do you do at the doorstep? You at least give him a hug. Right. Like that's like proper date etiquette. And so I was like, thanks. I had a good time. And I went to go give him a hug. And this kid fell backwards into the flower patch. And he says, sorry, I don't do physical contact. No. And runs to his car. Runs. Books it. Drives off. And I was like, great. Yeah.
The image I have in my head right now is so good.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good story.
That was really good. The flower patch.
Yeah, I don't do physical contact.
I wonder where he is now. I hope he's doing okay.
I hope he's doing all right, too.
He's been seeing a therapist.
His physical contact. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, now we can get into your question.
Okay,
sorry, I just really wanted to hear anyone's stories.
I mean, does anyone else have stories?
I don't have any fun dating stories. My dates have all been pretty normal.
Except that time you were choked.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I forgot about. I didn't forget. We talk about it all the time. I went on a date with Angela, and we were in a big group for high school. It was a sweetheart's dance for Valentine's, and I actually had to be interviewed by her parents before we could go on the date, and I was told that we weren't allowed to kiss till the second date, and Angela and I haven't had a second date, so we haven't ever kissed.
Bummer.
So I guess there's still time.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Cut that out too, Julie.
Keep that in.
Oh my gosh, please.
Anyways, we were in a big group and we were driving with one of my friends and he was being really annoying. And so I told him I was going to bring up his My Little Pony named Minty if he didn't stop. And he reached from the back of the car. I was sitting in the front seat with Angela. And he reached up and just choked me. And I, like, actually could not breathe. And I thought I was going to pass out. I was so scared. And I don't choke. I stopped choking people after this because it scared me so bad. But, yeah, I couldn't talk for the rest of the night. And, never been more afraid.
Oh my god!
This was, before we showed up to the dance.
Yeah, this was right before the dance. It was a great date with Angela, though. Yeah, we had a lot of fun
because we knew all the Disney trivia. Uh-huh.
Listen,
we destroyed.
I'm so bitter. I'm so bitter.
At Disney trivia.
You want to know something that's also really funny? Is all three of us have gone on a date with Corey at one point in our lives.
True,
we have.
Well, I've Corey, been on multiple with Corey, Corey lined up has. His dates in high school.
Really? Oh,
I did line up my dates in high school.
Yeah, he had like itinerary planned.
I was very sought after, so people would ask me in advance. I was asked to the junior prom my sophomore year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and then whoa. people would just start asking me like way ahead of time because everyone wanted to go on a date with me.
It's
because
you're that cool.
Dang.
Yeah, that's why.
You're also really nice. So
everyone's
like,
I was a bad boy.
Okay. Okay.
We obviously know that's not true.
Well, this is utter chaos.
Okay. If I remember right, you were originally going to ask Bailey to senior prom, but then something came up and you couldn't ask her.
No,
and so
something didn't come up. Bailey just told me no.
Well, anyway.
That's right.
I didn't do that.
She turned him down.
Because she wanted someone else
that.
To ask her.
I don't even remember that.
Corey, I How still remember we were just like hanging out. We were on a parade float. And you turned to me and you're like, Bailey turned me down. Want to go to prom with me? And I was like, sure.
Wait,
I was option number two.
If you were on the parade float, that means that was the beginning of the year.
It was literally the beginning
so
of the year.
So you had 7 months or something for like, Corey to find a date.
It was literally like 7 months in advance, yeah.
Well, I knew that I wanted to go to a dance with Sienna at some point, so.
So you just had to slide her in when Bailey rejected you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's room now.
Room on Corey's dance card.
Not that dance card. I don't even remember that. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
Sienna and I also went to a dance
so
together.
So how sorry could you be?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, Angela and I have been to a dance together. Mm-hmm. We did. This was the dance when we went as Kronk and Yzma. That was so
iconic
fun.
Costume.
And I did not get interviewed by your father.
And thank you
goodness.
Were not choked. So
and I was not choked.
Successful date. Successful.
You also couldn't have kissed her on the second date because you didn't have permission.
You're right.
Like oh I gosh. Have.
Okay, let's maybe reel this in a little bit. Yep, that's enough. How about we talk about being single a little bit? I have some questions to like spur on the conversation. What is the best part of being single?
I personally like the independence of it. Like I like only having my schedule to worry about. And if I can't do something, then it's like, oh, that's, I'm sorry. I can't do it. But if, I don't know, I just like another thing. I like having the independence of it. But sometimes it gets old and I'm like, oh, I want a relationship.
Yeah, I would agree with Bailey. For me, I'm an independent person and I really, really value my independence. I really value being able to spend my time how I want, go where I want. I don't need to answer to anybody. And that's something that I really value. And I think that like being single, you have so much freedom. Like you can do whatever you want with your time. You can make plans for the future without needing to factor in another person. Like you get to choose what you do with your life without needing to like worry about the presence of another person. And I'm not saying that like being in a relationship is like a bad thing. I think that relationships are wonderful, mm-hmm. but like, and there are a lot of really good things that come with it, but there are a lot of really good things that come being single too.
I also think that independence is the most important.
Something different.
No, actually, I don't feel like I'm a super independent person, and I love to be around people, and I like need people to do things. I don't like to just do things on my own. So, like, we were gonna go skiing the other day, but I canceled, and so then when I was like, "Oh, actually, I can," Angela had canceled, and then Sienna was like, "Let's just do a different day." I was like, "Fine, I'm not going skiing," even though I really wanted to on that day. We'd had like really good snow, but I don't like to be on my own. The most stressful thing I think about, like being with someone else, is their family, and I love my family so much, but other people's families just like intimidate me because they have like their whole lives worth of inside jokes and relationship and drama that they've overcome and like hardship. They're just like so tightly knit, and it's hard to like fit yourself into that somehow. And then I just think, yeah, just like the parents can be really intimidating too.
I think the same thing could be said for like their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like if they're, definitely. You know, because if you have, like, we're a tight knit group. If we introduce someone into our friend, we're like, we better like them. Because otherwise it's like, I don't know. It's just like hard, especially in the first meeting, because they have like inside jokes and they laugh together and they get along. There's the dynamic already there. So it is a lot of pressure with, you know, same with the family. So, mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously independence is huge. I've traveled the world and that's like way easier. It's cheaper to do with one person than two. This kind of sounds awful, but the best part about being single is getting to be selfish. I can be like, I don't want to do that. I can literally just like stay in bed all day if I choose to. And it's not going to affect anyone besides me. And it's pretty great. And I can choose to go see people or go do things. And I don't have to ask anybody about their schedule. I don't have to ask permission. I don't have to worry that it might affect someone else. And I understand that this isn't like my whole life I can be this selfish, but it's pretty fun to be this selfish for the moment.
Oh yeah. Oh, just like having all your money to yourself too.
Right?
I just bought myself a bass guitar.
Ooh.
Just
because you can.
Because I can. I have the money.
Adult money. It's the best.
It is. Is that your lightsabers?
Yes.
Yeah, Bailey bought expensive lightsabers because they're really cool because she has adult money.
Because I have adult money.
And she doesn't have to share it with someone.
Why won't I?
Yeah. Yeah, because marriage is expensive.
Yeah.
And we don't have to deal with that.
Julian Spencer.
Julie is nodding right now.
She's you guys have lightsabers? No.
They just have really nice recording equipment.
They just have really nice recording equipment. And a good apartment, so it's fine.
And a Corvette.
That is news to Spencer.
Like, do we?
Weird. Okay, what's our next question?
Okay, so on the flip side of that, what is the hardest part of being single?
meeting the parents. I think that the hardest part for me being single is like just being single. Like I was saying, I just need someone to do stuff with me. And it's really hard for me to like motivate myself to go skiing or go paddleboarding or like go to new places to eat if I don't have anyone to like enjoy that with. Mm-hmm. I just love to share that with somebody else. And yeah, that's the hardest part for me.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think the hardest part of being single is comparison. Mm-hmm. I tend to compare myself to others. And it's not like a purposeful thing. It just happens. It's like how you can't control whether or not you're breathing, you know, like it just happens. And I have a tendency to compare myself to others. And so it's not even just the being alone that's difficult for me. It's seeing everybody else around me in relationships. And that's when it gets really hard. And I think that the times when I have felt the most alone are when my friends are dating people. It can get kind of hard then too. But yeah. The comparison, comparing myself to others, and I can almost, it gets to the point where like I almost sit there and question like, well, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Like everybody else around me is in a relationship. Like what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say comparison.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I was kind of thinking the same thing. There's definitely the internal thoughts of like, what's wrong with me? Am I not desirable? Is there like something fundamentally wrong with me that I just can't see and that everyone else can see? And that's why I'm not in a relationship. Is it because I'm freakishly tall and I scare all the men away?
Like the anxiety that comes along with it.
Yeah. But also a part of it is like, even if I'm not feeling that, I feel like it can be projected. And unintentionally, like I go to church and some little kid is like, you're in college. You should be in a relationship. Where's your boyfriend? And I'm like, kids, leave me alone.
What? Haven't met him yet.
The judgment.
Or from these little two-year-olds.
Or you see all your friends in relationships. And there's this weird like societal pressure that's what's supposed to be happening right now. And I mean, yes, our natural inclination is to partner off. However, there's nothing wrong with being single. And honestly, it's really great a lot of the times. Also, if you are single, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with you. And I think it's hard because sometimes I forget that. You know, I get in my head, I'm like, what is wrong with me? And then I'm like, nothing is fundamentally wrong with me. It's just everyone else is wrong. They don't understand.
No, amen to everything that Angela said.
I think to go along with what you were saying, something that's really hard for me is like, yeah, the pressure from my family specifically. So like every time we go to a family event or something that I haven't seen some family members for, like this is with extended family, they're like, when are you dating anybody? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, oh, that's okay. Like, what the...
And you're like, I know it's okay.
They've gotten a lot better with being like, that's, you know, like, focus on your education, all that stuff. But some of them are still, like, my grandma. Oh, bless her heart. She's so cute. But, she's like, are you dating anybody? And it's also kind of frustrating to see, like, my cousins. I have two cousins who always have their girlfriends with them at family stuff. And so, like, I know, and we're all really good friends and everything like that, but they've been dating them for now, like, a year. And so now they're just, like, kind of ingrained into our family. And I'm just, you know, like, us three used to, like, be with each other all the time, and now it's just, like, me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of hard, and that's kind of frustrating. But, you know.
Yeah. You definitely feel like you lose people. And it's not even intentional, but you, as people partner off, you no longer are the priority in their mm-hmm, life. Mm-hmm. And so it can, even if it's not like, oh, I'm lonely because I don't have a significant other. It's like, I'm lonely because all my friends have other focuses now.
Are ditching me for someone less important.
To you.
I am the most important.
Obviously.
Yeah, no, that's really, really hard. I think it's hard, like when I'm in a relationship trying to balance your friends and this, like, new relationship that you have, trying to grow it, but also trying to have room for your friends. And then, you know, like Sienna was saying, on the flip side of it, to be that friend that's single when amongst all your about amongst friends that are in relationships, it's also hard. So there's like, there's, you know, it's hard and difficult on both sides, but you learn to navigate it, and you learn that like once that person is also in a relationship, they'll understand, and you'll be like, okay, and that's totally fine. And when you're, you know, even if you've been in a relationship and you're not in a relationship, you're like, okay, it's my turn. Like, it's okay. It's totally fine. So you just learn and you grow and you adapt and you change, and mm-hmm. it's totally fine.
I think being honest with your feelings, like even if I was like, hey, Sienna, I feel like I don't get to see you as much. And just having that conversation is super important too, because I feel like I've lost a lot of friends because I never even was willing to be like, hey, you started dating this person and they're really great, but I miss you, you know, and we never had that conversation, so we could never even navigate our friendship mm-hmm. from that point. And so I think that's important as well.
Absolutely.
Honesty is key.
Maybe that's not right. Like honesty, because it's not like we're lying about it, but just like being transparent with how mm-hmm. you feel and self-advocating, saying like, hey guys, like, I need to let you know how I feel, or else you're just going to keep feeling that way about it.
Yeah.
And now we're getting to like therapy with Corey. But.
Well, but I think that's huge. What you were saying of like self-advocacy, of especially when you're single, you are the only one who can advocate for yourself
mm-hmm.
because you don't have anyone in your corner. And I think that's kind of hard, but you just have to realize if this is worth it for me, I have to fight for it. And I mean, I think that's partly why, like, our friendship is so solid, is we've, like, really fought for it. And we're super close because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Any more therapy thoughts, Corey?
When they come, they come.
Okay, let's go on to our next question.
All right, next question. What is the biggest lesson you have learned from being single?
Okay, Angela has already, she's already mentioned this, but one of the biggest lessons that I have learned is that I am complete on my own.
Mm.
I am complete by myself, who I am. And I've learned that lesson, honestly, as I watch you guys. Because sitting in front of me are three of the most fantastic people I have ever met. And all three of you are single. And it's like Angela said, like, your worth is not based off of your relationship status, and there is nothing wrong with you if you are single. Like, you three are incredible people. Incredible. And so I look at you and I'm like, well, if they're single and they're incredible, then how, you know, maybe I'm single and I'm incredible too.
Yes, you are.
But yeah, I've really learned the importance of like being complete on my own, who I am, with like who I am.
That's awesome.
I think that's a good lesson. I agree. I don't have anything else to add.
I think a big one, which hasn't necessarily been like a huge problem for me, but I've like seen it in other people, is you don't need to like wait for your partner to begin your life. You can, what are your passions? Pursue them. Honestly, this is the best time to do it. You can be selfish. So go after your dreams now before there's someone else who you also have to consider their dreams and balance both of those dreams. Or there might never be someone else, but you got to go very far pursuing your dreams and doing what you're passionate about. You also can like volunteer and touch a ton of people's lives. I mean, Bailey, you were talking about how you were able to do all that youth stuff this summer. That's a lot harder to do when you have someone else that you're thinking about. I mean, I travel all the time, and that's a lot easier to do when there's not someone else that you have to consider. And I feel like I see a lot of people who's like, I have to wait until I get married, and that's when my life will actually begin. And you're just wasting your years waiting for that person, and then you're going to get married and be like, why didn't I pursue my dreams earlier?
Angela, amen, amen, amen. You put into words so many thoughts and feelings that I have had over the past few months. There is so much power to forward momentum. Like, don't wait around. Just move forward. Move forward. And if somebody comes along, that's fantastic. But don't sit there and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving.
I think that was, like, so in my last relationship that I was in, when that ended, one of the best things that ever could have like happened to me was I was like crying, and Sienna is like, she teaches me that lesson right there. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool to me. I was like, I like brushed off my tears and I was like, yeah. And it was actually like a really spiritual experience for me to just be able to have that. And my eyes were open and I was like, yeah, why am I? And that, I think that formulated last episode, we talked about our New Year's resolutions, and one of mine was just like taking every opportunity that comes to me. And I think that that has to do with stemming from that lesson that I was taught. So, and I'm so grateful for it. Cause I was like just kind of stuck. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't want to be, but and I was really grateful for that. So that's a really powerful lesson.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very biblical too. Paul says, if you don't burn with passion, then stay single because you won't be distracted by the world. You can have a bigger impact for God if you stay single and can just stay completely focused on him.
Shoot dang, Paul.
I think that like what I've learned is kind of along those lines of what you guys have been talking about. It's probably the same thing, but it's like I have so much like power and force to do good on my own. Like, I guess it is what you guys are saying, just I don't need someone else to like to do things. And like, because of that, I don't just have to focus on myself, and I have more like attention to give to my friends and to my family, and like to make plans to help them and to love them. And I have a lot of time to like think to myself, which I honestly think is really good. I watched a TED talk the other day about like boredom and attention spans, and just like taking time to think is so important. And I think that when you're in a relationship and then you have kids and then you like you're working, like I think that your attention is just going to be pulled in so many directions for the rest of your life. So it's a really good time to like center yourself and find out who you are and change into like whatever you want to be, which of course is like a lifelong thing. But I just think as a single person, it's easier to try new things and to try doing new things and expressing yourself in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else that came to mind is that when you are single, you can love everyone equally. And I think that's huge because you can show love to all these people and you don't have to like reserve your love for some one particular person. And that is a gift in itself.
I think with all that being said, being in a relationship isn't bad and seeking a relationship isn't bad either. Wanting to pursue that. If that's the spot that you're in your life, do it. Look for it. Go on dating apps. Do, you know, things. As long as you're staying safe and you're taking care of yourself and you're pursuing your dreams and all that stuff, do it. Because being in a relationship it's actually so amazing and it's really fun. And you do have another person to share it with. And you are able to, like, I don't know. I love being in a relationship because you just, like, talk to this person and you can express your fears, your worries about your day or about other relationships or whatever. And it's just someone built in to be able to talk
with. There are definitely differences between being single and being in a relationship. And they're not necessarily positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And nothing that we've said is like to the effect of saying that relationships are bad or being single is better. It's just where we're at in our lives mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What we have learned from our experiences.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so we're going to wrap up this episode, but if you want us to continue talking about this subject, we don't have all the answers, but we'd love to answer your questions. If you want to send them to us, you can send them to our Instagram. Just slide into our DMs and we'll... and we can do a part two with answering your questions if that is something you're interested in. Thank you so much for listening to Tie-Dye and Gelato. Please leave us a review if you enjoyed listening. And go follow us on social media. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.